The power and the influence of prayer. You see, the power of prayer does not depend on who is praying, but who is answering the prayer. But without prayer, without your prayer, God cannot answer. God shows his power when he's responding to your prayer. Okay, God shows his power when he's responding to your prayer. We want to take the case of a queen, a young lady who was a queen in a strange land, and how God exhibited his power through the prayer of this young lady. Now, I'm very happy that Pastor Titi Ofer was talking to you about a discussion I had with him on asking, seeking, and knocking. The basics, the lowest level of prayer is to ask God for things. Father, do things for me. Father, do that for me. Father, do that for me. The reason why most of you have not seen the power of God at work in your life is because of the content of your prayer. Because of the content of your prayer. You always asking God, give me a husband, give me a wife, give me a job, give me this. But if your prayer moves to the next level, that is seeking God, I want to know you. If you begin to thirst like a deer, pant like a deer, and your desire, you are thirsty for God, and your desire is to have an encounter with him. Moses met God in the burning bush. He saw God doing amazing things in Egypt, the 10 plagues of Egypt. It should have been enough for him. But Moses prayed a prayer and said, Lord, I want to see you. I want to see you. You see, men like Moses could do the things they did because they were not, for the lack of a better word, they were not askers, but seekers. But seekers. And I've always said, that's always been my prayer. My prayer has never been, God, give me this. It has always been, I don't wait to be in trouble before I go before God in prayer. Prayer is love communication. Prayer is love communication. So this week, I want you to lift up your prayer to the next level. But I want to show you the case of Queen Esther. Esther chapter 4, the verses 15 and 16. Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. Oh my God. I think I should preach to you during outpouring. One of the nights, I should speak to you on against the law. Against the law. There are many laws working against you, but prayer can change it. Prayer can simply change. So let me give you a background story of this. Let me contextualize this scripture. Let me help you to understand it. You know when the Bible is named after someone, all the people the Bible books were named after were very great people, who have done things. And books were named after them. Books were named after churches. But why was a book named after Esther? You see, 500 years before Christ was born, there existed a kingdom, an empire. Powerful. It was so large, so huge. It was from India to Ethiopia. That was how big the kingdom was. Now, this kingdom had 120 regions. If we compare it to Ghana, Ghana, we have 16 regions. They have 120. Or if you compare it to America, I think America has 50 states. Eh? They have 120 states. Nigeria has 36 states. If you compare it to Nigeria, they have 120 states. That was a very powerful kingdom. A very powerful kingdom. And the man was so wealthy. The king, King Xerxes the First, was so wealthy, so rich, that the man organized 120 days party. Oh yes, the whole kingdom, everybody eat free, drink free, 120 days. At the height of the party, he decided to bring his wife and showcase his wife to the world. Wanted everybody to see how beautiful his wife was. Her name was Vashti. So she called for Vashti, and Vashti did not show up. And in the culture of those people, for a whole husband king, even a farmer king, has such authority over his wife. And then a whole farmer king, husband king, calls the wife, and the wife did not show up. The man was disgraced. The king was embarrassed. So he asked his counselors, "What do I do with my wife?" They said, "Divorce her and get a new wife." So he divorced the wife and decided to look for a new wife. And for the new wife for that king, 120 provinces, a powerful king, they decided to do beauty pageant. So the ladies in the kingdom, virgins, they lined them up. Every night, before you go to the king, you spend 6 months of beauty treatment. Oh, not the one you go for 3 hours and then you come and no. 6 months of beauty treatment. And then guess what? All the 6 months, you go and spend one night with the king. The king will sleep with you and then will decide whether I want this girl or not. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So the king every night had one virgin. And they will sleep with you. So Esther was amongst those ladies. But Esther was a Jew. And the Jew were living in a city within the kingdom, in the empire, in a city within the empire called Susa. So Esther went and found favor before the king. So the king married Esther. So how come the king's wife requested for 3 days fasting and prayer? Now any woman who finds herself married to a powerful, wealthy king, you will even, when we are having anazosis, you won't come. You will only come to Sunday service, and even that one late. And you will pay prayer warriors to pray and fast for you. Some of you, with your little cash that you have, God is always in the background. You have so much security in your job, security in, you have built a house, you have money in your accounts. You don't even see the essence of these 30 days of prayer. But now you are even sitting somewhere criticizing the man of God that he wants us to pray for 30 days. For what? Can God answer us in one day? What are all these 30 days? No, we come to that place where we feel that we find security in other things other than God. Okay? But look at this lady, Esther. A queen over 120 states. Married to a wealthy man. And yet this lady says, let's have 3 days fasting and prayer. Oh. So what was the cause of this? Now, Esther was surrounded by three men. Number one, a wicked man by name Haman, a weak man by name Mordecai, and a worthy man by name King Xerxes. All these men had expectations of her. At a certain time, she had to deal with all these men at a go. First, let me talk about the wicked man, Haman. You know, around every powerful man are good men and evil men. And both the good men and evil men derive their power from the powerful men. So right here, named Haman was the second most powerful man in the kingdom. More or less like the vice president. The second most powerful man in the kingdom. You don't joke with that man. In Ghana, you can't even joke with DC. DC chief executive. You can't joke with DC. A DC can decide that this church should close from here, and that is it. So you can imagine, even Ghana, 36 million or 32 million people, inflation of 30 something percent, we are in debt, we are with IMF, but yet there are powerful people here. I'm telling you, a district, even assemblymen. Oh yes, assemblymen. they can come and write on your building, stop work, produce permit with red paint, and you can't do anything. But listen, in this kingdom was the second most powerful man. This man loved power so much that the weak man Mordecai used to be a gate man at the palace, and Mordecai was a cousin to the queen, and he was at the palace as a gate man. No, a cousin, an uncle, a relative. And this Haman man, who is powerful in the kingdom, will come to the palace, and all the gate men will bow down and worship him. But the Jews don't bow to anything apart from God. So this man, Mordecai, was at the gate and Haman was passing. He did not bow down. The man was furious, very angry. He came to pass again. Mordecai did not bow down. He came to pass again. Mordecai did not bow down. Oh, listen, all the power he had, everybody bowed down to him, but only one man who would not bow to him. He couldn't sleep. The fact that you are alive so is giving somebody sleepless night. You don't know how important you are, eh? And do you know that the only way you can give people sleepless night is when you act based on your relationship with God. On your relationship with God. Mordecai said, I can't bow down to a man. No matter how powerful you are, I cannot bow down to you. My faith does not allow me to bow down to you. Oh, the girls who are bowing down, Christian young girls bowing down to sugar daddies. Oh yes, you are even a side chick of a man in this church who is married, whose wife you know. You are bowing down, I'm telling you. So he was actually asking the guy, what? So the other gate man said, you have to bow down to this man. He said, no. I know the God I serve. I cannot bow down to any other man apart from the God I serve. How many of you can defend your faith like that and stand by your faith like that? You don't care about the threat that is coming. You're standing by your faith. So you know what Haman did? Haman went to the king and paid money to the king. Can I read that for you? Esther chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Look at this. Then Haman said to King Xerxes, there is a certain people dispersed among the peoples in all the provinces of your kingdom who keep themselves separate. You see? Who keep themselves separate. The fact that you are separated from the world and you are keeping yourself pure to the Lord and you are standing out as a unique person, somebody might not like it. And I say, their customs are different from those of all the other people. If you're a believer, your custom must be different. And they do not obey the king's laws. It is not in the king's best interest to tolerate them. Hey, now look at his proposal. If it pleases the king, let a decree be issued to destroy them. And I will give 10,000 talents of silver to the king's administrators for the royal treasury. Hey, he became a political sponsor. I will sponsor the king. Can you remember you just finished 120 days party? Your money has gone down. I am giving you money. Just issue a decree and let's destroy these people. You see, you are sitting here, you don't give tithe, don't give offering. But the person who wants to destroy you is carrying one fowl in your village, going to give it to a shrine to destroy you. This is what he was doing. I am putting a ransom on them. I am paying money for their head. I will give you this money. Issue a decree and destroy them. Somebody has taken coins to a shrine and has put it on a stone that you should be destroyed. You should never make money. And you are here. You don't know what is going on. This wicked man has gone to pay this. So Mordecai heard about it. When Mordecai heard about it, did you know how Mordecai reacted? Mordecai put on sackcloth and started crying. Oh, the man was just crying. Somebody has gone to pay money for you to be destroyed. You are crying. Weak men cry when they face troubles. Strong men pray when they face troubles. Do you understand? When I'm confronted with a problem, I don't cry. I pray. I wait upon the Lord. So now look at what he did. Oh, then he remembered that, my cousin, my relative, Esther, is actually the queen of the land. Let me go and see her. So he goes to Esther. Know how sometimes you feel that you know people. The powers that be, I have a political friend, he will do it for me. There are some things, they are in the realms of the spirit, not in the realms of the physical. The problem you are going through and all the efforts you are putting and they are not getting solved, they don't have physical solutions. They have spiritual solutions. I've said here over and over, if the natural is not working, switch to the supernatural. So now Mordecai goes to the gate of the kingdom and calls for Esther, sends a message to Esther. The Esther, go and talk to the king on our behalf. Esther said, it's against the law if the king has not called me. And you already know the history of the king who can line up virgins and sleep with them. He has no respect for women. So even though Esther was the queen, Esther was a weak queen. Esther could not go to the husband until the husband calls her. So if the man does not feel for sex for 3 months, Esther is there in the palace. She was only a symbol of sex. So So Esther was just there. Esther said, no, no, I am not able to go and see the king. If I go right now to see the king will kill me. Mordecai kept crying at the gate. Esther, go and see the king. Esther, go and see. Mordecai was crying. When you are surrounded by a wicked man, and the men in your life are weak men, you have to take your destiny into your own hands. You understand? You have to take your destiny into your own hands. You cannot live your life in the hands of weak people. Are you here? You cannot. You have to take the bull by the horn. It was at this stage when Esther realized that there is a wicked man in pursuit of my people. There is a weak man who cannot fight him. And there is a wealthy man with power who can solve this problem. But there is a law against me. But there is a law against me. The wealthy man is surrounded by laws, and one of the laws is against me. So I cannot fight Haman because he's too powerful. I cannot depend on Mordecai who caused the problem because he's a crying man. Yes, he didn't bow down. He caused the problem and now he's crying. Oh, he's too low. I won't bow down. I won't bow down. Now the reaction is coming and the man started crying. Oh my God. Then the wealthy man who can solve the problem has laws around him. So Esther could not depend on any of these men. But then he remembered that there is a man up there. There is a man up there that I can depend on. That man, I don't need any protocol. I don't need anything. All I need is to lift up my voice in prayer, and that man will intervene for me. That is all. If the weak man is failing you, if the wicked man is pursuing you, and there are laws around the wealthy man in your life, please turn to the man up there. 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 Esther declared 3 days of fasting and prayer. Oh, I remember the case of Hannah. Every year, Hannah went to Shiloh. And anytime Hannah went to Shiloh, they ate and drank. Church became a party. They ate and drank. Then the Bible said that one day when they had finished eating and drinking. You see, the eating and drinking must finish at one point in your life. Hannah went into the temple by herself and had an encounter with God that changed her life. The same thing was happening here. Esther said, the way I look at this demon Haman, one day prayer will not work. 2 day prayers will not work. 3 day prayers will not work. Do you know? I want to declare 3 days of fasting and prayer. Not only in the day, but day and night. We are not even drinking. Dry fast. Dry fast. So Esther went into 3 days dry fast and asked Mordecai, go and guard the people. Stop crying, uncle. Uncle, stop crying. Go. Esther sent this message to Mordecai. Go gather all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. But not only fasting for me. Fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days. Night or day, I and my attendants will fast as you do. Oh. What food can't Esther get? Esther married to a man who can run a party for 120 days. Now Esther dropped all the food and decided, let me fast. Every problem in your life is still there because you have tolerated the problem. There is no problem prayer cannot solve. There is no problem prayer and fasting combination cannot stop. Too many excuses for why you cannot fast, why you cannot pray, why you cannot come to anazosis. Esther was not waiting for his pastor, her pastor, to come and pray for her. Esther was not waiting for a prophet to come and give her prophetic direction. Esther was not waiting for laying on of hands. Esther was not waiting. Esther did not say, okay, I am here in the comfort of my palace. Go and tell the people to fast and pray. Because they will kill you people and leave me. Go and tell them to fast and pray. She said, I will also fast and pray. Can I tell you something? Nobody can lead your Christian life for you. Nobody can pray for you more than you can pray for yourself. I am the one wearing my shoe. How the shoe is dealing with me, you don't feel it. No one knows. I told you when mommy was having a surgery, I could only join the doctor's pusher to the entrance of the theater, operating theater room, and they took her in, and I was left there. And when she was going in, I told her, honey, you know I'll do anything for you. But this one, I'm not the one carrying the problem. Even if they cut me, it doesn't solve your problem. They have to cut you to solve the problem. She went through the pain and everything by herself. Because the problem was not in me. The problem was in here. I am your pastor. Thank God I am your pastor. But the problem you are carrying is not in me. It's in you. I don't pray for you. I pray with you. Don't say, oh, daddy, pray for me. Say, daddy, pray with me. Like right now, you have to deal with every Haman who has gone into a shrine, has gone into a place, and has placed a price on your head. They are looking for you. They are looking for your children. They are looking for your marriage. They are looking for something. The year is ending. And I can tell you that there are movements going on. Movements going on in places against you, against your destiny, against your children. You need to rise up in prayer. You need to stand on your feet and block them. You need to block any imagination of the wicked one. You need to overrule any projections and pronouncement of wicked people against you. You need to stop that man, that woman, that wicked man who has gone to a shrine and has dropped an offering for your head. You need to. Do you know what happened? After the 3 days of fasting and prayer, the king could not sleep one night. And the king asked, bring me the history book, the chronicles of the kingdom, the history of my reign. And when the king was reading the history of his reign, it's not coincidence. He found out that Mordecai, one time at the gate, some people were planning to assassinate the king. And Mordecai was the one who told the king the evil intentions of the people. So the king asked, what have been done for the man who saved my life? They said nothing. He said, I want to honor this man. Who is Aram to advise me? And guess what? Haman, around that same time, what was Haman doing in the night, in the middle of the night? Some prayer was going on. Some prayer was moving things. The king could not sleep. Haman could not sleep. Haman got up to go to see the king. The king had just read something and was looking for advice. The king asked Haman, if I want to honor a man, what do you suggest? Haman thought foolishly that the king was going to honor him. Oh my God. Oh, do you know that when you pray, God sends the spirit of foolishness upon your enemies? behind the scenes, things were going on. Things were going on because prayer was going on. A queen had locked up herself and she was praying for 3 days, 3 nights. And fasting, it was not even drinking water. No cream. No pedicure fingers. No pedicure eyelashes. No pedicure lipsticks. Oh, no India hair. Oh, you should see. You should see this girl. You should see her. You should see her in her palace. 3 days lying before the Lord. She started speaking in tongues. Akalaba, Ojonda, Alebrande, Kalebrasha, Alabrande, Aloboshe, Kalabrataya, Alebrandaya. And then God said, hey. And then God took sleep from the king. And God put in the king's mind, will you go and take the history and read? And God directed the king, read where Mordecai's story is. And then whilst the king was reading it, God woke up Mordecai, woke up Haman, and said, go and visit the king at midnight. Hey, the things prayer cannot do does not exist. Are you here? The problems prayer cannot solve, that problem does not exist. Oh, yes. I believe that in this church today, the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes of prayer can change something before the end of the year. Are you ready to pray? Is there an Esther in the house? Is there an Esther in the house? Can I hear your loudest? Yes! Hey. The God that answers by fire. Answers by fire. The God that answers by fire. No, wait 1 minute. So that here was Haman in the presence of the king. The king said, what should I do to honor the man who saved my life? And the Bible says Haman thought that the king was talking about him. You know what Haman did? He gave the king advice. Let him ride on the king's horse. Let him wear the king's garment. Let him put a ring on him. And then Haman prescribed his glory for Mordecai. Oh, Bakaya, there was an exchange of destiny. Exchange of destiny. Exchange of destiny. When you are offending me and I don't talk, be careful because I'm praying. There is something going on behind the scene. Be afraid of a prayer warrior. Be afraid of a prayer warrior. Be afraid of a prayer warrior. I don't know the kind of warrior you are. You may be a gossip warrior. You are weak. You may be a crying warrior. You are weak. You may be an accusing warrior. You are weak. Alebabababaya. I want to announce to you the strongest warrior, the powerful warrior. The name is a prayer warrior. After Haman had given all those prescriptions for the man to be honored, the king said, get Mordecai and do it. And you should be the one to lead Mordecai and move the house. Like Ekufuadu says, Bawumia should be your driver. Hey! Do you understand what I'm talking about? Like, you go and visit Ekufuadu, and when you are leaving, Ekufuadu calls Bawumia, Vice President, where are you? He says, I'm here in my office. Come and drive this person home. That was what happened. That was exactly what happened. Now, the Vice President was now driving Mordecai, the gateman. Now the vice president was the driver for the gateman. The man he wanted him to bow before him, now he was bowing before that man. I said, what prayer cannot solve does not exist? What prayer cannot do does not? Oh, halababaya. Kalobashalababaya. Alebra katomba, lebra shambrandea. Kalu malei babandulu buhandili behandalabaya. Kali malei bashu malebra kataya. Oh! I see something there. After he has done that, he went back home disgraced. He went to tell the wife who was a witch and wrongly advised him. Now he goes back to the wife, and the wife said, this man from whom your downfall has begun will not end. You will end up destroyed. You know something? In the midst of this, Esther had just finished a 3-day fast. Now, Esther requested for, the story hasn't ended though, requested for a lunch with the king. And requested that Haman should join. And when Haman was invited, Haman said, oh, I have been restored, I'm going to eat. You are going to eat with a fasted woman who has been fasted. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hear this. So now here comes Haman for lunch with the king. And Esther was there. When he sat down, Esther started telling the story of how someone has planned to kill her and her entire tribe. And the king said, who planned this? And then he said, this man who is at table with us. Meanwhile, before he came to the lunch, he had built a gallows, something that they hang people on. That was where he was going to hang. Oh, he that will roll a stone against you, the stone will be rolled back to the person. He that will dig a pit for your feet shall fall into that same pit. Do you know what happened? Now the king was so angry. He said, this man has to be hanged. Where can I get a place to hang this? Oh no, he built one for Mordecai. Let's take him and go and hang. One young lady versus a powerful man. The young lady realized that the physical will not help her. So she switched to the supernatural. She realized the natural will not help her. So she switched to the supernatural. Is there an Esther here? Is there an Esther here? Is there an Esther here? Right now, in a shrine somewhere, in the corridors of power somewhere, in a meeting somewhere, last night, the middle of the night, last month, something was decided against you. You were not there. Some money was given to exchange your destiny. You were not there, but prayer can change it. Whoever has determined that your destiny will be messed up, you will die before your time. And no good shall happen to you. Anybody that has targeted your children, has targeted your marriage, has targeted your job, has targeted your destiny, has targeted things around you. Oh, let there be an Esther in this house. As you clap your hands and lift up your hand, your voice in prayer, as you stamp your feet, things will happen.